was worth it, guys.
$40 amiibo?
$44 Lucina amiibo.
That's such an
I did the math. Like,
I got, I finally got a career. It's like, get this $40 amiibo, damn it.
Toy that I wanted. Use this shit.
It is true.
You have no idea, man. Like,
that's the biggest, that is the number one reason to get a job, so you can buy stupid shit.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah. No, because, like, for, since she was released, you know, I was going, even before I was going back and forth, is she not? And then at the end, I go, I stay up nights thinking, yeah, am I going to buy it? Just buy it, right? Yeah. Just buy it, yeah. You know? I structure my life so I can buy stupid crap, right? Yeah, it was worth it. That's why I'm into video games.
Everybody needs their stupid crap in their life.
Hey, you know, man, it's true.
Like video games. Show. This is our part 3 of our episode 14.
Yes.
We should just put them as different numbers. We could just like fluff up the numbers.
Yeah.
Fluff up the
14. Numbers. It was a 15.
This is like 17.
Yeah, this is technically 17. But we'll figure out the names.
We got cool subtitles like
14, yeah, we got 14.
Deuce, was it like the what,
we could do that.
This guy. 14 3 Lightning returns.
This guy.
It could be 14 3 A Realm Reborn.
A Realm Reborn. Yeah. I like that. That's nice.
We'll figure it out. I like these names so far.
Isn't that interesting? But in just quick side note, isn't that interesting that in Realm Reborn they literally, if you play the game, they destroy the realm before to start a new.
That's why we call it Realms, and then we go with the next one, Realms Reborn.
I like
so it's like two episodes.
I like this.
And then the last one could be like Shiggy.
Shiggy out?
Shiggy out of E3.
So, E3 train keeps going with Sony press conference.
Yes, Sony.
Sony.
The big megatons. Mostly from this press conference.
Yep.
Let's just dive right into it. They started the show with The Last Guardian reveal for the PS4. Though they didn't say, but let's just say it's on the PS4.
It better be on the PS4. No, funny. Man.
It'd be funny to announce it like, and it's on the PS3 still.
The Last Guardian is... Okay, but yeah.
The Last Guardian. Just say it, man.
Yeah, it's full gameplay.
No, you gotta say it right. Yeah.
The Last Guardian is the last gen.
There you go.
Looks like a PS3 game. Feels like a PS3 game. But it's on the PS4. And yeah, probably PS4 exclusive, too, I think.
You guys aren't probably as excited as I am.
Well, go for it. Tell us.
Yeah.
This is The Last Guardian, man.
I'm excited. I just...
You just...
I got too excited like 6 years ago, and you know, it kind of burned out.
I was excited, but like, I'm so excited. I could say that. I want The Last Guardian. It's just yes. I'm gonna agree with you guys. What you guys said earlier took way too long.
So I mean, my argument was, you know, I think that this would have been one of those games that really, you know, took the gaming culture by, you know,
it showcased all the new stuff, all the new graphics.
Yeah.
And
yeah, this would have been one of those flagship games for the last gen. Had they released this, 7 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
It would have been that game that legendary status. Like, man, you have to play The Last Guardian.
It's
like,
The Last Guardian. It's on the PS3.
It's like the epitome of gaming right now.
Yeah.
I think I agree with Ken, where it looks like a PS3 game. It feels like a PS3 game, and it's showing its age with that engine.
It It does, but I mean that still doesn't deter me from getting it. Just because, you know, I've been there for Ico, I've been there for Shadow Colossus, and I'm still gonna get it, and I'm still happy. But then there's those other people that are just turned off.
And also, like, 6 years is way too long. When you were playing Ico and Shadow Colossus, you were playing that on the PS2.
I was playing PS2, and then I went. I got the HD remakes.
Okay, okay. So you did play them when they were coming out on a PS2 time frame too.
Yeah, I played both. I played both PS2 and I played on PS3.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because for me, I thought I was gonna say that, like, it's been too long and too far apart for me now that I'm just like, it's quite like, well, I never quite enjoy Ico. That was my thing.
It was more puzzly. Nice puzzles. But
I love Shadow Colossus.
Shadow Colossus is amazing.
I remember, like, when it came out, and like I was telling everybody, like, guys, like, it's basically like 17 boss fights.
Yeah, it is. That's basically it. And they're epic, and the music epic. It's just great.
And in the song.
Like, yeah,
it's amazing.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it's awesome.
The best, like, that tri song. It goes like, da, na, na, na,
oh, yeah.
Na, 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 na. Stop it. Bring
back memories. I mean, I think that's, you know, like I said, it's going to be a. I compared it to Star Fox Zero, right? I'm a fan of Star Fox. Yeah. I'm going to like Star Fox Zero for most of it. If you're a fan of Ico and Shadow Colossus, this is your game.
Yep.
But it's not, I don't think it's going to give someone that's, you know, that's brand new to the series, like, oh my god, like, you have to buy a PS4 for The Last Guardian.
No, right, right. This game, people will not get a PS4 for this game.
Yeah, it's no incentive for it. It's like, if it would have been for PS3, flagship, straight out, but they didn't. And that's, I feel like, from then to now, they lost so many people.
Yeah, like, it's kind of like, if they release Chrono Break now, for me, it would only be for the fans. You're only doing fan service. Yeah,
right. Yeah.
So I mean, but yeah, it looks like a fun game.
I still think it looks
fun. You have a dog,
a dog mix,
like a chimera,
and like a chimera type of thing going on. But I'm happy.
Yeah,
I'm happy. At least it's getting released, man. People were saying. No, they're going to stop. Yeah. They're going to shut it down. And I'm like, just don't shut it down.
Yeah. No, I'm glad it's getting released for, like, the fans.
Yeah. All right. That's why I'm happy.
But,
definitely first mega, the other mega bomb of the show, right? To me, I think the backwards compatibility from the 360.
Yeah.
This is the next one.
Yeah, this is
the mega bomb.
What? No, no Under Arch? That wasn't a mega bomb, guys?
No. It could be. The thing is, Nintendo has so many close, like, mega bombs, you know? And they're just like, I'm going to make a left turn, you know?
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, right off the bat, great, great way to start the show. I loved it. It was wonderful. And get your fans excited, right?
Yeah,
that's how
yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, this was the year. Like, if they didn't show The Last Guardian this year, like, get it out.
It would have been done.
Like, done.
Like, you know what? Let me see it get shut down, because you're not going to bring this back.
Yeah.
No. You know, like, every E3, every TGS, every show, like, that's like, are they going to show The Last Guardian? Where's The Last Guardian, right?
It was The Last Guardian.
Was The Last Guardian.
The other game that's actually not on the show, but I want to bring it up specifically, is a game called, trying to get his pronunciation right.
What's it called?
What time? Yeah.
What is that?
Tell me about it.
What time?
I saw the conference.
It's not showing the conference.
Oh, gotcha.
But I wanted to bring it up.
Yeah.
What Time is the next game by the guy who made Katamari Damacy.
Oh, you are a Katamari Damacy.
Yes. And then, you know, after Katamari Damacy, he went on to make this game on PS3 called Nobi Nobi Boy.
Okay.
Which is another stupid game.
Yeah.
And that game, the concept was like, you play as these two character who's joined together by this body that's a tube. So it's like a like a hot dog.
It's
two head.
Yeah.
You know? Kind of like that dog cat.
Yeah, cat dog. I was going to say cat dog.
Except dog, you could stretch them and shrink them together.
Yeah.
And the goal of the game was kind of like this, where you're trying to stretch them so that there's this main guy who's being stretched across the universe.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it's in real distance. So they start out on Earth. And so as the whole community gets stretched, it's like, oh, we're at the moon now, guys. And I think at this point, they're
That's
like at
cool.
Venus now.
Okay.
Which is like it was like 80 million miles out has been stretched. That's whatever.
Awesome.
Okay. Wait, so someone's stretching this dog in the game.
Yeah. And then there's all this other.
For reals?
For real, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
It's a game. How do I play it?
How long do you
It's on a PS3.
I just stretch it?
Mm-hmm.
I just keep stretching.
You around and you could, yeah. And then you could, while you're stretching, you also eat things up.
And wait, everyone's work. Everyone longer. Is this yeah. like a community game type of thing?
It's kind of like a community game. Yeah.
Have you guys ever played that?
That's cool.
That one. It kind of reminds me of. It's called like Question Tile or something. Uh-huh. Question Box.
Okay.
It's on. It's on the app.
All right.
It's an app on the phone.
Uh huh.
Right. And what you do is like, there's I don't know how many boxes, but you tap away the tiles.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, I think. Yeah. Yes. This is the Peter Molyneux game.
Yeah. Wait. What is it?
Yes.
Called? It's like you tap away tiles.
Okay.
Curiosity, I think.
There you go, it's called Curiosity. Yeah. And there's the person that taps away the last tile.
Gets to be the god.
Gets to be the god of the game. Yeah. They get to see what's inside. And what? It takes, this game takes so long. Yeah. People have been working
on it. And I heard it was a disappointment.
Is it?
Yeah, there was a news that came out.
Like, how long was it? Like a year?
Yeah, something like that.
It was like a year that people were playing and tapping away.
Yeah. Really? The guy who won, he was just like, oh, it's nothing that great.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. I just get to see Peter Molyneux. They gave me a 5-minute tour of the office, and that's about it.
Yeah. Oh, I think you told me about this. Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, curiosity. That reminds me a little bit of curiosity.
What time is the other game, not Nobi Nobi Boy? So the what time is... This is still not clear what the game is about, but it has a kind of like an aesthetic look of Katamari Damacy.
Uh-huh.
And you play as this... governor, I believe, where you basically look like a green cube with a top hat.
That's cool.
And then your job is to try to get the characters in the game to kind of like stay together, I think. Yeah. And then in the goal that you want to blow them up. And then what? Like, so they'll be like, oh, it'll be nice. It'll be pretty fun if you could blow up 15 things, right? And then you could get like, you could be like on the cloud. Uh-huh. And then the cloud, what you do is like you just hold the cloud as a character.
Yeah.
Just hold his hand. And then, like, you go over the cloud around, and he's like, oh, rain. So the cloud would rain into the grass, and then more flowers would grow.
Oh,
then
you get flowers cool.
as your character, right? And, like, all this weird stuff, right?
That sounds awesome.
It's just this, yeah, it's just this crazy concept. I love it when game makers are like that.
That's what I'm
always like looking for and driving for in video games. Like, yeah. Show me new experiences.
What's it called one more time?
What time?
I'm gonna check this out. I'm gonna look that up.
It's crazy. It's hilarious.
Yeah, because I know you're. Yeah, because like, I mean, those games. Even when I first heard about Katamari,
Katamari Damacy alone is a trippy game.
Yeah.
This sounds amazing.
Katamari Damacy was the only game besides Final Fantasy that I bought the soundtrack for that is still in my car to this day.
Very cool.
Because I love their soundtrack. It's like the best like Japanese weird hip hop whatever it is.
That's cool.
It just they have
A good soundtrack makes the game, right? Yeah. And especially like it has to go with the theme of the game, and that soundtrack went with the theme of the game. Yeah. So I'll check it out. What time? I didn't know.
What time? Yeah.
Wait, what time with an app?
W A T T A M.
Cool.
W-A-T-T-A-M. Watam. I'll remember that.
I got it. I wrote it down for us, guys.
Well, you got me later.
So wait, is this a Sony?
It's a PS4 exclusive game, yes. He's teaming up with Santa Monica Studio to make the game happen.
Is this like on a physical release or is it only download?
It looks like it's going to be a download game.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'll check it out then.
So another game that I was really, really surprised to see. A new game from Guerrilla Games that made a Killzone series.
Oh, Killzone.
Called Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh.
Is this the one that you guys were talking about?
Yeah. This is like when this was happening, I texted Ro, I was like, this is your next gen Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Like right here.
Yeah.
So the premise of the game is that it's another post-apocalyptic world game.
Uh-huh.
But on this one, enough time has passed, kind of like The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Where everything has kind of grown into it already.
Yeah.
But it's even longer than that. And it they didn't quite say, but it seems to imply that basically humanity, civilization basically resets.
Yeah.
So now they become back to the primitive caveman, cavewoman again. Mm-hmm. However, it is a post-modern era. and pose apparently robots. What? So the robots has also survived and somehow adapted.
So it's kind of like Fallout type of thing?
Ish. But
Fallout-ish?
Like, but yeah, but like much longer where, you know, there's no more radiation, the trees.
Oh, okay, so everything's fine, but you just got robots.
And imagine, but then all the dinosaurs became the robots.
So imagine Monster Hunter with cyborgs. Yeah, with cyborg animals.
Okay, I can see that. Okay,
yeah. All the animals are cyborgs, like the robots.
Yeah. So it's like play, Sonic.
Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, because when he texted me that, I looked it up, right? Horizon, and, you know, at first it starts off with, like, it looks like a cave woman. Uh-huh. It literally looks like your cave people. And so then she's going, thinking, like, you see like a pack of animals.
You guys need to show me this.
And as they're going, and you just, I love about this game. And you're like, when I saw it, I go, holy crap, this is current. Like, this is current gen. It looks beautiful. It's intuitive. The way you roll and the way you move. Was it like, when she's in the bushes and she goes, oh, I hope this like scout didn't spot me. But it looks so, what's the best word? It looks so, smoothly incorporated, like the gameplay.
Like, she's not walking through the bushes. The bushes are moving around her.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. But I mean, you can tell all these different processes are happening at once. And the coolest part to me was way you hunt the animals. Like, they have different weak spots. There's different attack points. You have these crazy ass weapons. Like, one of them was you could shoot like a grapple hook and you clamp it to the ground, but you could keep going around it and keep doing it until it's completely
on the ground. It's like you're trapping. It's kind of like a cave system, because it's Monster Hunter traps.
Yeah.
But like you shoot a grapple and then you lock the other end to the ground.
Yeah. And then you have to keep doing it. Yeah. Around the cyborg animal.
Cool.
It looks epic. And again, it's where we said, so I said on the Microsoft, it's a female protagonist. Yeah. Right. Very similar to Recore. So
she looks a lot like that girl from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Like the wildling girl.
Yeah. I need to see this, man. Okay. This is
amazing. I mean, this sounds amazing. This game, when I saw this game, when I saw this, I go, and I had to buy a PS4 now. Like, that was the game that
I'm going to buy a PS4
now. So, I mean, but something that, you know, you told me, Ken, that's not multiplayer.
Last Guardian.
It's not multiplayer. They confirmed that it's a single player only game. A little bum out by it.
It still looks great. It sounds amazing.
Dude, you got to watch it, man. No, but it's Horizon.
It doesn't matter.
What's it called? Dark Zero? Zero Way?
It's a Horizon, and then :Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
The title is kind of weird. It's like they should just pick one or the other. Either call it Zero Dawn or Horizon. You know, it's kind of like that's not a great subtitle.
Here's what I think it's a sequel, right? Horizon.
Oh, they came straight out. And they're like, our new franchise. Like,
yeah.
They're like, we're gonna milk this thing out.
Yeah. Like it's again like our the new gameplay.
Franchise? Yeah.
The gameplay really cool. It's a combination of stealth, action, hunting. But the hunting aspect of it, they've done it so well.
Yeah.
And it feels so natural that it's so cool.
And it's so colorful. It looks great.
It's beautiful.
Really? Very good art style.
Really?
Yeah. You got to watch it. Watch it right now.
Another big.
So they got new mechanics? I just want to hear. About the bushes? It's straight up like...
It's a third person monster hunting kind of game, but it looks more shooter-y. Rather than kind of like a melee kind of type.
Yeah.
So, you know, she has a bow. She has a spear, I think.
She also has a bazooka.
And then, she shoots out the dinosaur, which is a cyborg mechanical. And then, like, one of its, like, skin or tail or something came out.
Yeah.
But it was made out of a bazooka.
Yeah.
And so she used that to shoot it, you know, again.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
But even how you hunt the smaller animals, because you have, you know, like a hunting knife. You could, like, stab them and put them down. Yeah. You could... it looks like you could gather parts from them as well. I hope there's a crafting aspect
to it. I think there will be,
That sounds amazing. I'm going to play this.
Yeah. And it's all gameplay shown. It was all gameplay shown.
All in-game engine.
That's what
was... Best part.
Are you serious?
Best part for me. Yeah, it was all in-game.
Wow.
No bullshit.
And then, like, knowing Guerrilla, you know, they already messed up the first time around with the Killzone and PS3.
Yeah.
When they first announced it. And then they're like, no. That's real. It's like, no, man. That's all CG. And so they learned their lessons.
Yeah.
And so everything they've been showing since has been in game. Yeah. I played that last game, the Killzone Shadowfall.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's okay. It's a launch game. If it was in a launch game, it would probably been more like The Order. Uh-huh. But it was a launch game, it's okay. But it looked great. That game still looked really good.
All right. Yeah.
So all check out Horizon, man. It's awesome.
So
I'm gonna check
high hopes
out.
For that. Another game that looks really good, Uncharted 4, Thief's End.
Oh, I'm sure excited about this one.
You're excited. I'm excited. I know you're
for
excited.
It. I'm excited, but for me, it was just like, I don't know. I wanted them to make a newer game, you know, and like, I thought Uncharted 3 would have been great to just stop it at PS3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then move on. Uncharted on PS4 is kind of like, you know, you could hear like the corporateness of it, right?
Oh, like, I get you.
Let's play it safe. You know, this is another Uncharted game. And then you could go do whatever you want.
Yeah.
So it felt like, there, you know, and then the whole team changed, and right, there was a whole rumor about, you know, the original team didn't work out, blah, blah, blah. Amy Henning left, so on and so forth. But it looks like it's coming along really well. It looks great.
More open world, huh?
Looks more open world. Maybe, I mean, who knows, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's, I do like that it conveys this sense. And I don't think they presented well in the presentation, but like, what they're trying to tell you was like, oh, see that church over there? That blew up in the beginning. Like, we're driving there with no like loading screens.
Yeah.
I think that's what they didn't convey well in that game. Was I think that's what they're trying to say. Like, look how impressive this is. Where you could actually, because the Uncharted games, every time they show it, they always do like, oh, check out this vast, you know, scenery.
Yeah.
But in this one, it's like, not only it's vast scenery, you could actually go there.
Yeah.
And we're gonna actually drive there. Right.
Yeah. Cool. So very like seamless, right?
Yeah, it's very seamless,
like a Grand Theft Auto 5. Yeah. Okay.
But it looks good. I mean, it plays exactly like how Uncharted would play. And yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I'm not like super excited about it just because, from you know, a lot of time you play Uncharted for the story.
Yeah.
And I feel like the story is kind of like, I don't know what else.
They is could he bring, gonna die?
You know,
if he's end.
I hope he does. So, you know, so I don't have to play another Uncharted game, you know?
I hope he dies.
Move on to
honestly,
something else.
Honestly, do you?
Wait, what?
Honestly,
what?
Do you?
Do I what? Not want another Uncharted game?
No, I mean,
nice I think that would be good. I think that would make that game relevant.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just becomes like a spinoff.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
They have to make it for it to end, right? Because Uncharted is so popular, so well done. I think to make it, they literally have to kill him to the point that there is no return for Nathan Drake.
Yeah.
They have to, like, he's dead, and then he falls in lava, and then the volcano explodes.
But they gotta do something amazing.
Yeah, like,
this has to be a send-up.
Like, they give
that's
Uncharted
way
5.
Too much.
Yeah.
But if this sells well, they're gonna make
more. They're
gonna
make it, you're right.
But anyway, Uncharted looks good. I like it.
No, because then it's gonna get to the point where
Uncharted
just
7.
So much.
Also, another game that should have come out this year.
Yeah.
But it's being pushed, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just gonna get pushed so much that I don't want to see
someone
Nathan Drake's, man.
It's going to
be like 80 and like, yeah.
He's going to bust a Harrison Ford, man. He's going to be the Han Solo in his 70s, you know?
Yeah, man. That movie looks cool, man. I'm going to go watch it. Han Solo. 80. Shooting stuff.
So let's talk about the other mega bomb.
Yes.
World of Final Fantasy.
World of Final Fantasy.
What is that?
What a wonderful game.
What
it is
that? No, tell me.
That's the one game that's coming up for Vita.
So, World of Final Fantasy.
That's the one game?
Yeah, it looked very like chibi art in the beginning. And then,
I know which Final one it is. Fantasy. I think I know which
but
one
then
it
they turn into actual characters. It reminds me, the art style reminds me very similar to Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it's the same artist. I don't know if Tetsuya or Nomura,
this,
they copied
isn't this
it.
The matching singing one or something like that?
No.
They weren't really quite clear what kind of game it is.
Yeah, but it seems...
They've released other games. Let me see what it looks like.
But yeah, I mean, it's... When they showed it... Because when they like, showed World of Final Fantasy... I first thought it was going to be Kingdom Hearts or something. And then I saw it go, is that Kingdom Hearts? And so then it turned out...
Is that Kingdom Hearts, guys?
But it turned out to be some other fantasy game that seems to go along the lines of... it looks to me very similar to an MMO where they're celebrating different aspects of Final Fantasy.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, it looks to me it's just another of like...
Kind of record keeper, right?
Yeah. I think it's going to be... Because it kind of looks like... I forgot what it was. It's like a memory game.
It seems like microtransactions.
I'm curious. It's like, oh, it's on a Vita, PS4
and
Vita.
I don't know.
See how that game's going to run well in Vita.
Yeah. Because
it looks... I mean, it's not like the best looking game, but it looks like it's...
Yeah.
Better than a PS3 game.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But probably downgrade or something. Yeah. I don't know.
But so, the real Mega Bomb.
How many Mega Bombs we got?
Dude, Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Oh.
I called this, man. You call me.
With Nomura and Kitase on board.
Hey, you also call me George Mask and Roy.
You guys call me crazy. Every time I say things. Roy, you guys call me crazy. You guys call me crazy when Majora's Mask. You guys are calling me crazy. Like, no, man. They're not going to release seven like anytime soon.
I said seven in 2017. So I was off by 2 years.
That was the craziest surprise for me because they announced that Outer 7 port.
Yeah, they said that last year.
So I'm like, okay, they already lost touch.
No, they didn't.
They're done.
But you know, I guess. And they claimed that this was in not development, but they had talked about this for the last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that when they were making the announcement of the 7 port from that they knew about this already at the time, and it didn't came out well. Like they didn't intend to like do this weird bait and switch to people, because I was there in the audience too. The guy came out from Square Enix, and it's like, you know, there's this one game, you know, this Final Fantasy 7. And everyone's like, what? What? And it would have been a perfect spot to do it. And they're like, actually, it's this PC port.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I mean, the best part to this, because you know, at the same programs, they had those three screens, right? They had the middle and the two side ones.
Yeah, yeah.
All you see is the stream of life, right? The green thing.
Yeah, yeah. And they built it up. Yeah.
You should have seen me. I was at, and that was next to me. I am not bullshitting you. This was me like, no.
I didn't see this. No.
I look at her and I go, no. And then I go, what is happening? I said that to her. I was like, no, this isn't happening. What the fuck is happening? Because all you hear is like this voice acting. And then you go, wait a minute. I don't remember voice acting. Yeah. And then I was like, done.
And then when you saw Barrett walking down the hall
with a gun.
And then it goes a fully voice acted, at least like what I'm getting from it. It looks beautiful.
See, I was sitting there, I was like, maybe it's Advent Children too.
I was like, no. Do not make another Advent Children. But yeah, I mean, the way they did it, again, there was no introduction to that game. They just started playing it. And that's how it should have been. I need to see that, dude.
That sounds awesome.
Square Enix's stock went up as soon as, after that ended, it went up. That all they had to do. Like, you want to make money, Screenix? Do this.
Yeah.
Got it.
Just remake seven. Like so Andres said, you just talk to Andres.
From what I hear of it, it's a full overhaul of the game. It's kind of what we were talking about before, where I said that for this it to work.
It needs an overhaul.
It can't be turn-based.
It can't be a remaster.
It can't be just slap on a couple nice graphics, you know, fix the models a little bit.
I think it's going to take the Crisis Core.
That's exactly what I told him in the car.
Yeah,
I'm thinking Crisis Core. You know when you get the cutscenes. I'm thinking that might be. It's not gonna for sure. It's not gonna be 15.
Right.
Graphics wise, not 15 at all.
No. I mean for this remake 7.
Remake.
I mean
7,
the graphic will be just as good. I think.
It has to be better.
But I think it will take. The concept of Crisis Core.
It will take it the
core. It's probably gonna be a third person action game.
I wouldn't mind it though.
I wouldn't mind that.
So yeah. I mean I wouldn't mind it because as well as telling to you, that's where I said for it to appeal to audience. Yeah, yeah. I think it needs to be some action. I don't want a remaster. Yeah, I need a different experience with that game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in a way a lot of these new, even 15 included, RPGs has kind of been building from Crisis Core.
Crisis Core
was like the first
Crisis
one.
Crisis Core was really well done.
Or Kingdom Hearts, I suppose. Yeah.
Right. Or Secret of Mana. For you 1992 people, Secret of Mana. I hope they release it in the holiday. Because I remember in 1997, they released Final Fantasy VII around the holiday season. Uh-huh. I remember opening it up and being like, what is this thing? Because I played 6 and 6 and 4, and I'm like, it's PlayStation. I guess it'll be all right. But blew my mind, and I'm hoping like when I saw a trailer, same feeling. I was back in 1997 going like, greatest game in the world. And after the trailer was done, I go, did you see that?
That's amazing. I need to see this. You guys have to show me this after.
Do you have the trailer?
I haven't.
Oh, okay.
All I know is that it was being released.
Right, but you haven't seen the trailer? Where have you been?
I'm only reading, man. I've been doing things. I got stuff to do.
So. We'll check it out. And, you know, check it out. If you know, listening, you haven't seen it either. It's definitely worth checking out. The other thing, too, maybe not so much worth checking out is Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
Okay, this is
not exclusive to PS4, but based. It's right, because, like, some people were saying, like, oh, wow, Sony finally took Call of Duty from Microsoft. And it's on this stage. It's like, this is more like Microsoft says, like, you could have it.
Yeah, I
can
see that.
No, I mean, I didn't. I mean, I think maybe yes and no, but
I see that. That's the sad part, right? Because Call of Duty Ghosts killed Call of Duty.
It did.
No, but Advanced Warfare brought it back.
Advanced Warfare didn't sell as well.
It did not.
Yeah.
It's still so well, but it's not as good as they thought. And it's because it's they're paying the price of Ghost. Right? Because all the people who bought Ghost and like, oh, this is a piece of shit game.
I'm not really buying the next Call of Duty.
Yeah. But here's my rebuttal to that, right? I think that this is a significant move by Sony, and it shows their fans that we're willing to pay top dollar to satisfy you, because this is bringing someone like me back, right? Yeah. I was with Black Ops 2.
I think it's also Sony saying that, like, fuck, guys, we don't have any first-party games. Let's hype up some third-party, guys.
I skipped Ghost. I skipped Advanced Warfare. But when I saw Call of Duty 3 Black Ops, yeah. I was back on board. A lot of people did like
Call of Duty Black Ops.
I love the Black Ops series.
Treyarch has become very, very well-established with Call of Duty.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, I think that this is a good... Move for Sony.
I think it's okay. I think they should really update the freaking engine.
Oh, they have though.
It still looks like a last gen game to me.
No, okay. So here's where
Advanced Warfare
is it
those in game graphics?
But see, no, I think good. Advanced Warfare is they're using a good. Slightly different.
No,
engine
but they're using Treyarch. The engine from those are Advanced Warfare. Yeah, because so
you should see the cutscenes. They look like real people.
No, yeah.
I mean, so, I've seen it, but. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, because in Black Ops 3, you still have the jet jump. You can still climb walls. Now you have this cool wizard hand move. Yeah. You can stun people. Yeah. Cool. Yes, it's really cool. Yeah.
You could throw bees at people.
Yeah, you could throw bees. It's basically
nano machine bees.
So, I mean, this is going to be, again, you know, I think it's a great move by Sony. They're going to the hardcore gamers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once they see, like, they get everything first. They get all the fancy new things first. That's going to push more hardware. Yeah. Great move, Sony.
So, yeah. Black Ops 3.
Good job, Sony.
There are some exclusive DLCs, but apparently only last 30 days.
Okay.
Which I think is good, because they should really stop doing the whole exclusive DLC stuff.
It really doesn't
help anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, and especially if it's just a month. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, when Microsoft did it, it was like a year, like, right before, like, you could get the DLC on the PS4. A new Destiny expansion called A Taken King.
Oh, so that's all you. Announced. What's up? You excited?
I'm excited for it. I've been playing Destiny still. Not as much as you playing Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Well, but, 220, huh? But probably I probably clocked in Destiny the most of all my games that I have played. Maybe really? Not to the level of Kingdom Hearts 2.
What do you got in Kingdom Hearts 2?
Kingdom Hearts 2.
You mastered it. Told us
about how many hours you have?
I maxed it. They stopped counting. It was
99, 99, 99. Dang,
how
that is awesome.
Do that?
I knew it was a lot, but not that much.
I leveled it up so much that when I fight Sephiroth in that game, I just mowed a lawn on
him. No, wait. So right on
the
his
hardest
team.
Boss battle in that game, I just like, oh, I'm level 99. It's cool. So
slap him around.
Now I know why you weren't impressed by my 220 kids, because I was like, I'm 220 hours of muster. You're like, I have 999 in Kingdom Hearts 2. That's intense.
They stopped counting, man.
That was like the one game I played the most, I think. And then since then, I think Destiny will be the runner-up for me.
Crazy. Yeah. So how many hours do you have in Destiny, do you know?
I think last time I checked, it was 5 days and some hours.
Oh, okay, so about 120?
It's 100 something, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's not bad.
That's good. But Destiny...
But not as much as you, because I see mine was over a period of, you know, 6-7 months.
Yeah, mine's over... It came out in February.
Yeah.
So this is what?
Just 3-4 months.
Wow, I need to get a life, guys.
Anyway, new expansion.
Yeah.
If you guys are interested in getting Destiny with your PS4, I think it's probably worth waiting for this expansion comes out.
Yeah.
Because they're going to sell this with all the... You know, old expansion and a game.
Yeah.
For $60.
Not Destiny.
So,
Call Ops, because I consider getting it, but then I go,
There's a new game from Media Molecule that came out.
Okay.
Called Dreams.
Oh, did I see this one?
Wait, what?
This one? Dreams. It's not clear what you actually do in this game, but it's kind of like you could make your own everything. So, you know how, like in Mario, in Little Big Planet, you can make the level? Here, you could also, instead of doing that, you could also make the character. You could model your own character.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So you're just a game developer again.
You basically become a game developer.
So you have to make your own fucking game.
Yeah, right? they're like, it's the same thing with like early access, right? It's like, we're so tired of you guys critiquing our games. Why don't you make it?
Yeah.
And then when you say it's bad, it's your fault.
Yeah. And then when you're done with it, we'll charge you to play it. Yeah. that sounds cool though.
So yeah, game developers. It's hard to we can
for
see it.
Game developers.
Another Mega Bomb for me was No Man's Sky.
Oh, No Man's Sky. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah.
Like, cause no, it's always been like this weird mystery about what it's actually the game is, and they finally show like a full.
I see like, dinosaurs yeah. and I see creatures yeah. there, and I want to play.
Yeah. And yeah. I just love how like that game just, it's just like we're just gonna zoom out and zoom out and zoom, and when you fly from planet to surface,
yeah,
it's like. I hope to find a game like there's no dude, loading screen, play,
yeah.
there's nothing.
Quintillion planets. Yeah. Just, yeah. To me, when I first saw it, it looked interesting. I didn't know it was from an indie yeah. company. I didn't yeah. know that.
You know they made Joe Danger.
Really? What?
That's the game they made before this. It's Joe Danger.
That's a great wow. leap. Yeah. But my only concern with the game, and it's something that people keep, you know, asking about where, because even with this one, what they show, they still don't show a lot of it, right? Yeah, there's an yeah. entire planet, but how big is the planet?
I think the game is much more simplistic than a lot of people think it's going to be.
Yeah, because I'm imagining, like, when he says planet, I'm imagining yeah. entire ecosystems of yeah, each planet, yeah, of yeah. quintillion planets.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm hoping that it's more interactive than right. what I'm imagining, because some people that play, they go, it's cool, but it's kind of bland.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know what?
I'm expecting each planet is going to be like desert planet. Water planet stuff yeah. like that.
I know it's quintillion.
It's a red color desert. It's a green color desert.
So I mean, I'm, yeah, because he hasn't shown what's the purpose of you being on right. that planet. Right.
Like why am I exploring? What is the story?
Forest planet, yeah. Yeah. forest no, planet and, with
and,
monkeys.
And even if it's Minecraft-ish, like I want to see those aspects. Like,
I don't care. I want to be a space pirate yeah. and I want to kill people.
Well, that's what you say. You could steal yeah. ships. I mean, that's I want to see.
I don't even know.
Wait, who said the last?
Well, anyway, so yeah, I just want to. Oh. Magic of editing.
I don't know what happened.
Support us, Super Smart Gaming on our Facebook group.
Yeah,
for that. But I mean, yeah, I mean, for No Man's Sky, it's to me again. If they show me more of what I could do on these planets rather than just land and go away,
yeah,
I'm sold. It'd be great.
I just, like, I don't know if I said this or not, but again, I just don't know how they're gonna tie it in. There's so many things in this game.
Yeah, and that's what the guy says. Like, he's like,
that's a big
he's like,
game.
He's like, we're making this. Knowing that none of you is ever gonna find all the planets, because it's based on that's like a real.
Well, I mean,
so how do you know they're just not lying to us?
Exactly, like, right? That's just like a
quintillion planets. Where actually, are they?
All those other dots are just dots.
You know what I think is gonna be? It's gonna be like those 99,000 in one,
so, yeah,
in
yeah,
one games.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like that, but it's
yeah.
like
that's like an equivalent
you,
of like
they're gonna
yeah.
give you the 50 games.
Yeah.
And then they're going to give you the 50 planets,
yeah.
and the rest are just repeats.
Yeah, so yeah. No, wait, I hope, I'm sure someone's going to do this, right? Someone's going to develop a program.
That to could, actually check?
No, a program where like the airplane's just going to keep going straight and straight and keep going to test the game, right? Because he's saying like you could fly for like 10 years straight in yeah, real time yeah, and you'll yeah. never get there. So I'm sure someone's going to develop that program.
Someone's yeah. going to do something.
But then in my head, I'm thinking like, how do I know that in the background, you're not just having my airplane be still and just like repeating the same thing over yeah, and over yeah, and over yeah, and over. Yeah. You know, like,
no,
am
you
I
know
really...
what I think? I forgot who.
The only way they can test that is if, yeah.
But there's like so much mystery with this game.
Yeah.
Right? It's, I mean, that's the curiosity part.
I forgot what
part.
Game did this where you're flying into an invisible wall.
Yeah.
And the space is moving, but...
That's,
you're not
that's,
going anywhere.
That's what I'm thinking.
It might have that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm excited.
That's way too big.
Yeah, because I'm excited for the game. And, yeah, I'll probably buy it.
I'm excited, though. I don't care what. Give me Desert Planet. I don't care what's on there. I want it.
Okay,
it looks awesome.
Wow. Okay, so a couple games that, you know, kind of go along the Call of Duty, what we're talking about. Is the Tom Clancy series, right? So I've
that
never
surprised me. So I didn't think Tom Clancy was gonna be that strong this year.
So I've never been a Tom Clancy fan, but when I saw Siege, did you check out Siege?
I saw Siege and Division.
Yeah, so Siege, you know, I was watching with my brother because my brother's the one that said like, "Dude, you gotta watch Siege," and you're a 4-person group, right? Mm-hmm. And there are like the SWAT and the enemies that took the hostage.
Yeah.
So then you have to, the best part to it is that you have to plan as a team. Like you can't yeah. Leroy Jenkins this, you know what I'm saying? You can. You can
Leroy
Jenkins.
The thing is, see, I hope that the Siege, Tom Clancy's Siege would be a good game.
Yes.
What I'm afraid of Leroy is that Jenkins. It's going to end up like Evolved.
Oh yeah, where everyone just fuck yeah, yeah, where they're not working yeah. as a team as they should.
Yeah. Yeah, where,
I mean, Tom Clancy's always been really big on group,
like everyone's trying to do this MOBA thing. That's what it is.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
true,
it's
yeah.
trying to be a MOBA, first person shooter. But
so here's the funny part. As I'm watching the trailer with my brother, right? Because in the trailer they showcase the best of it, right? People are like, okay, let's do here. Okay, are we clear? We're clear. Yeah. Like they're working as a unit. Yeah. And I told him, I looked at him and I tell him like, dude,
that's not gonna happen.
Here's what's gonna happen. Hey, let's work a team. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Guys are gonna bust through the wall.
You be my body shield and then we'll win.
And, like,
as soon as you say fuck you, they walk into the
like everyone's quiet because like you see you could send cool little like drones into it, you could see. But the game, soon as I said like no one move. Guy with a shotgun, you know,
just shoots the door like three times.
The battles are too short. That's my concern.
But it could work. It worked with Call of Duty.
Because everyone was trying to do this MOBA.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to be the next League of Legends or Dota 2.
Yeah.
But what everyone's been trying to, Blizzard included, is that they've been trying to do it like, well, you know, we think the problem is that the game is too long. So we're trying to make our games more accessible.
Yeah.
By making it shorter.
Yeah.
Like Heroes of the Storm apparently could be beaten very quickly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, no one really plays it. And I think a lot of these games have something the same problem is that they got it all wrong. Mm-hmm. That, no. The whole point why these MOBAs are fun and why a lot of people are playing it is because they're long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's a big commitment, right?
It's a long battle.
You can't just mess around because everything, you know that. The small things that you do in the beginning will kill you at the end.
Yeah, of course.
Right? And that's, I think Rainbow Six Siege matches takes half an hour, it would be a way better game.
Yeah, I could see that. But half an hour seems,
because it looks like it's like, the match could be over within like 6 minutes.
It sounds like
that. I mean, yeah, because that's the Call of Duty thing, right? The Call of Duty matches, they're over, what, less than 10?
Yeah.
Sometimes,
right? They're 5 minutes, I think.
Yeah,
I think
so
5 minutes can be like the shortest, and that's if you guys are just like ranking up points.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that if they add that aspect to where they go like, look, here's an objective that will take longer, and all your small actions affect you in a grander scale rather than, oh, just save the hostage without your whole team dying. I think it could work, but I think what's going to extend the life of that match is the people, right? Because like, if three of my teammates are dead, I'm not going to Leroy Jenkins and Rambo it, right? You're going to get the Leroy Jenkinses of the world.
It's going to be like Monster Hunter, where you get that one guy that's always dying, so you got to take it slow. You're like, hey, man, you know.
Because Monster Hunter does the same. Like, you could end a Monster Hunter match in five minutes if you want. Or, I mean, the hard ones is like half an hour, but... If you don't work as a team in Monster Hunter, you're all the whole time. Right. So it forces the player, like, because remember, like, if they die twice, they stay back. They don't even come back to help.
Yeah, they stay back.
We're like, stay back. And they're like, yeah, I got it. It's cool. I think that's, if they incorporate that type of, you know, reward and punishment system, it could work. Right? Like, if you die twice or if you die three or something along those lines, I don't know. But, yeah, it looks fun to me. We should all play together, guys.
Yeah, we should all play this.
Yeah.
I'll bait the Leroy Jenkins.
The last Jenkins. Mega Bomb, I think, at least for the Sony show, is Shenmue 3.
Shenmue, I don't care. It's the Shenmue 3, though.
Shenmue 3, real quick, right? It's a Kickstarter project that Sony
been there for so long.
Yeah, Sony was like, well, it's not our project.
Wasn't it theirs? The Sonic Team's project or something like that? It's from Sega, right?
Yeah, it's a guy from Sega, and Sega's obviously they're like, we don't have the money to do this.
Yeah.
Like the last Shenmue, they were saying that Shenmue 2, at the time that they made it 10 years ago, was $67 million to make it. This Kickstarter was for $2 million, right? But it's not to make the game, it's just to kickstart it, right?
Yeah.
And then once they got the $2 million, they got $500,000 within half an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then they got $2 million within like 7 hours.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right. And then Sony came out and said, actually, we're going to help them, you know, pay for the game.
Yes. All of a sudden.
Right.
And it's all of a sudden.
And it's like, that's great. But like this trend of Kickstarter, you know, it's basically pre-order. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's publishers getting super savvy now and just go like,
getting more money.
Why don't we get the money first?
Yeah.
And then make the game.
Yeah. And then make a profit. Yeah.
Of course.
You know?
But I mean, yes. So for me, I've never Kickstarted anything. Yeah. I don't plan to start anything soon. I almost Kickstarted it, and then, you know, I spoke to Kent. Yeah.
Show me the game.
No, it's true because that, you know, I said earlier where I go, you know, I don't like that you show me a trailer to a game that's not going to be made for 3 years. Complete the game.
Yeah.
Show me a trailer 6 months before it's released. Yeah. Don't just be like, oh, yeah, here's
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
Sleep, death, game in 2017. You know, I was like, what is this nonsense?
We gotta bring that up later.
No, okay. Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, that's not what I want. Like,
you guys will know
what with Shenmue 3, I think, you know,
they knew there was an audience for these, didn't know how well how strong the audience was, so they tested it, it worked, and now they're gonna make it. I mean, to their defense, if they did a chrono break, right, third part of the chrono trigger,
I would have done they're it. They're gonna do that.
I would have done it.
I mean, this is proof. The proof's in the pudding right here.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen. Like, every Japanese company now, you know, between the success for Inafune with Mighty No. 9, the Itagaki with Castlevania, and now this guy, I forget his name, with Shenmue 3.
Yeah.
Like, every Japanese maker, game developer is going to be kickstarting their game.
Yeah, right now they're thinking, huh, let's look at the Super Nintendo library. Yeah, what game needs a sequel, and let's go ahead and do that. Yeah. which is a dangerous precedent, because, again, you're going to get a lot of...
And also, I don't think the Japanese game developers can deliver.
No, that's the
problem.
I mean, we see it with Kickstarter, right? Like, they show you one thing, and then they don't deliver.
I'm curious to see. My number 9 is coming out very, very soon.
Yeah, I think September, right?
Yeah.
Really?
And so I'm curious to see how that does.
Yeah.
I want to see.
I think it'll...
And if that game sucks and it tanks...
To be honest,
it has
potential.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like an interesting game, that one, by.
It looks... No, so. It has the potential of just...
I mean, and...
crashing and burning.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like mainly it for the Sony conference. We're going to spend a couple more...
Yes.
...minutes here, kind of going through some of the big mega bombs of the show. Let me kind of scan through it. Anything that comes to mind?
Star Ocean, Integrity, and Faithlessness. Ooh. So we're going back to, like, JRPGs, right? I did... Because as far as I knew, Trice was... That trailer was dumb.
It was I was like, I'm getting seasick.
Oh, yeah, because it kept doing this weird game. Okay, Tri-Ace, they got bought by a mobile company early this year. So a lot of people, there was rumors that they were making Star Ocean 2 remake, not a remaster.
Yeah.
And then I guess Square Enix now picked them up and they're making Star Ocean 5, which looks like any other Star Ocean. I love sci-fi, so yeah, I'm going to play it. Really excited. I didn't think Star Ocean was gonna be announced in this E3. I was really that surprised me.
That was a surprising thing.
Out of left field.
Yeah,
it looks like it's almost done. It looks like that game's ready to come out.
Yeah, with all the sickness and all that. Like, it was so done they could mess it.
Wow,
all gameplay. Yeah,
that's cool.
Another one that Ghost Recon Wildlands. So this is like Red Dead. You'll like this Red Dead Redemption's, right? It's your 4-man team conquering objectives. Right.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really interesting. That one piqued my interest just because, again, it's team aspect, one objective where you have multiple ways of doing it, but if one person messes up, the whole team fails.
There's a lot of killing
GTA
drug cartels.
Killing drug cartels.
GTA 5, Red Dead Redemption.
It's the equivalent of GTA 5 with Desperado.
Yes. Yes. Ooh. Yeah. I can see. Well, it's like Red Dead Redemption. I'm kidding. No.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. That sounds really cool.
Yeah. Dragon Quest Heroes.
Oh, it's coming out?
Yeah. So,
I'm waiting to see the review.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to get a 7, Kent. You know it's going to get a 7.
I think,
Heroes got like a 7 at lowest. I think highest was like 8.5.
It's going to be lower than that.
It's because the same team. It's the same game, just for Dragon Quest.
And who knows, maybe. And maybe that's a good thing for like that team to do instead of keep making Dragon Quest. I mean,
Dynasty Warriors.
Maybe they
with
should
the
just
bad
do
voice
this.
Acting.
Just put like different franchise in it. Like, keep the same like
Shigi it.
Yeah, just Shigi it.
Just Shigi it. Pretty much
just
Shigi
it.
Make it Final Fantasy Warriors.
Mega Man Warriors.
So I mean, this one looked like fun if you're into Dynasty Warriors, if you're into Hyrule Warriors, and it's just those games that it's just mindless playing. Like, the story makes no sense. I'm sure. All I know is interdimensions portals.
Yeah.
And you're just killing vast amounts of enemies that you've killed before.
You know what didn't show up anywhere?
Where?
What?
Metal Gear Solid 5 Phantom Pain.
Yes, it did.
It did.
Where? Yeah.
But by itself.
Yes, by itself, not on any conferences. Yeah.
I think everyone, Sony, Microsoft, just basically distancing themselves away from Konami.
Is it
because of that whole, fiasco.
I think
they just don't want, they only want to be like associated to that.
I think yes, but I think the other part of it also is that, you know,
because that game's coming out. If anything, like, the company should be like, yes, verified. Like, check out our PS4, you know, collector's edition with that crazy robot hands, right?
I think that is an aspect of it, and I'm gonna add to it by saying I think it's also that we've seen so much gameplay. There's nothing new they can show. It's like the multiplayer looks fun. Just
a trailer, right? And like, and I think that new trailer that came out, I don't think Kojima even directed that.
He did. Like, that was his last. Yeah, he directed. That was his last one.
Like that, right? I think they should have showed it.
Yeah.
But I think because I think both Microsoft and Sony realized, because Microsoft, I think they opened with that game last year.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, yeah.
And then the year before that, it was Sony.
Yeah.
Who opened the game last year? And I think it's because they just don't want. It's bad publicity.
Yeah, with all the hoopla and all that.
Kojima hooplas.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm still. But I mean, that is my system setter. Have you seen the multiplayer? It looks really fun. Really cool. It's a combination of like Assassin's Creed and, you know, that Metal Gear gameplay bit. You could ride Rex. You could ride, you know, like Metal Gears. You could do all these other crazy stuff. I think you can ride horses. Oh, yeah.
Cool. That's cool.
It's cool because you can even capture enemies with balloons. You know how like if you can send them up in I'm forgetting the Peace Walker.
Yeah,
Peace Walker.
Yeah, you can do the same thing. So I mean, I'm gonna buy the game. Really excited. I've been on this hype train for a bit. Yeah.
It's a lot of
ready. I'm ready for this game. Yeah, man.
It's a lot of Star Wars Battlefront.
Oh, the Battlefront game.
Battlefront looks awesome. Really good. Looks good.
And that one that they show supposed to be, it was all running on the PS4. Like straight.
It
out
looks
of
really
PS4.
Good.
It looks really good.
And then maybe finally, what else? Kingdom Hearts 3.
You
know,
no,
it's more. Like, no, just, they
we
did,
don't even need that.
Yeah, they did like, show more than just black screen with text.
That's what I was expecting.
I was happy about it. I was like, oh, here's a song. Here's a black screen. Here's a bunch of random words.
Yeah, literally, this was what I thought it was going to be. It was going to be, once they said, you know, Kingdom Hearts 3. Finally being released.
Yeah.
Wait, but didn't they release something before that?
So there
you go.
So what Square Enix did is, you know, they go, oh,
like,
it's
a mobile game.
No. The way he worded was like this. He goes, you know, first he says, he goes, and this is a game that needs no introduction. Yeah. And you see the Kingdom Hearts logo, right? And there's the one guy going, woo!
It's a mobile
Unchained,
game.
And it's a mobile game.
Oh, that would have broke my heart. As soon as I saw it, I would have been out.
Then, you know, once the trailer ends, everyone was dead quiet and pissed. And the guy goes, and also, I think the game we've all been really waiting for.
I love how they just genuinely know that.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what I mean?
They're messing around.
They're like,
we know
that nobody wants to buy this goddamn mobile game. But it makes tons of money with the word Kingdom Hearts in it.
Yeah. It does.
You know, so we're going to put it in there. And we're just going to like self-deprecate on it.
Here was the funniest part. Andrea was next to me because we're watching this together because she's the Kingdom Hearts. Yeah. She was so pissed. Exact words. This is what she goes. After Unchained, she goes, really? Really, Square Enix? You just have to crap on things, don't you, Square Enix? You suck.
Damn,
she walked away from the couch. She walked away from the TV. Goes, I'm done. And then, she hears this, she goes, what is that? And she comes back.
So, I mean,
they're dicks. But, I mean, I'm really excited. Man. Unreal Engine looks beautiful on it. Graphics look really wonderful. So, everyone's
but
ready.
But literally, I was expecting black screen, the song. Dun, 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 dun.
No more side games. No, it's done. Yeah. Just make the fucking
game.
And
I was going to say words like dream and
heartless. Are you heartless?
What's
heartless? A heart?
What's alive? Do you know how to wake up from sleeping?
Yeah.
At like 6 in the morning?
But, I mean,
Kingdom Hearts 3.
But, I mean, with your 999 hours, are you excited for part 3?
Yeah,
I
guess so.
I mean, well, in my opinion, I think that looks amazing.
Again, it's one of those things where it's also been so long now. I do want to play it.
I'm
sad that at the end of that trailer, Square Enix being Square Enix.
Yeah,
it says on a title card, now in development.
Oh yeah,
wow. And it's like, no, don't give me that.
Don't give me that shit.
Now in development, like,
tell me a fucking date.
Now in development for Square Enix could mean like 10 years.
I mean, it's true because again, if this game has to be released early 2017, like or late 2016, because you've teased us enough with the side games and the Dream Drop Distance and the Birth by Sleep and the
I mean, there's rumors about how. Like, part of the delay also could be that Disney is wanting to put more the Star Wars and Marvel Universe
Use that license.
Yeah, I guess they own them all now.
Well, I mean,
and they're saying like it's not far fetched because Kingdom Hearts 2 had Tron and Pirates of Caribbean. Yeah,
Tron, Pirates of
Caribbean. I think it'd be great for the series to see
that. That would be really cool.
Yeah, I think they could make it work, but
that would be really
cool. I mean,
have a Thor Goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I could see that just because if you think of the side games, they never added anything new. They kind of already built on like part one and two. So part three would have to be something grander, and you know, I'm ready.
I could imagine them in like Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean,
sounds cool.
Yeah. Imagine like with like Darth Vader coming out or Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Little
that's
Anakin.
Sounds awesome.
Punch him in the face.
Don't become Darth Vader.
But yeah, I mean, there's also Setsuna, which is they only showed concept art of it, but it's supposed to be a brand new IP from Square Enix.
There's a Nier 2.
Nier 2 looks really good.
I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah.
I'm a shiggy out on Nier.
So something really cool that happened that, you know, I read this interesting article on IGN.
And then they got weird because they got that guy on stage with the moon, like,
the moon
helmet thing.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, Square Enix.
I'm like, I guess if I'm a Nier fan, I would enjoy this, but.
But what happened?
It's just weird.
So, I mean, it was very awkward because he had this, like, this helmet of a moon, it looked like. I'm assuming it's a character in the game. And.
It's basically like how, like, Deadmau5.
Okay, yeah, like that.
But it's this giant moon character that comes out, and he's like talking on the mic about the game in Japanese.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know? But I mean, that's something weird. that caught my eye in this E3, right? And I'm going back to Square Enix, was that we like in Nier, you have Horizon, you have ReCore, you have what's the other one? Dishonored. Yeah. Two Assassin's Creed. There's more female leads in this year alone than I feel that I've seen in recent. Year. Yeah.
Mirror's Edge.
Mirror's Edge Catalyst. Parkour, you know, ish type of thing.
I'm telling you, you know, Santa Anita is just collecting checks left and right.
And that's
her massive plan all along.
Yeah, she was a consultant on that game.
I'm sure she was a consultant on many games.
Yeah. But at the same time, I think they have to realize that, we have two courses. We completely follow her advice and not make money, or we kind of follow her advice and still make money, right? So
I mean, that's what the market was, right? Yeah. I mean, Anita Sarkeesian single-handedly brought up the whole, maybe there should be more women in games.
So
the market reacting to it a year
later. I like
later. It. But what I like about it is that, you know, it's refreshing to
and
see.
And it's also, sorry.
No, go for it.
It's also female characters in the sense that they're empowered.
Yes.
And they're not just like, you know, like, I don't know.
Like
it's not being exploited.
Main industries, but
exploitative.
But also, I mean, it's great to see. I don't think she was this like callous to that. I think that these games have been development for years, for two to 3 years. But she is. I mean, now her next series has to be
I saw this meme.
Now she's going the other way around. She's like, not enough men in games.
There
we gotta put more men in games.
Also. Yeah, why these men so macho?
What does she want?
What does she want, guys?
No, but what's it called?
Why can't we be more like the Japanese industry where men or women you cannot distinguish between? Them. Yeah,
they're androgynous. Damn it!
It's because I saw this meme where they had Assassin's Creed Liberation, you know, they have the female role.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It's like Assassin's Creed Liberation.
Yeah,
has first female protagonist doesn't give them overly large boobs.
And they're doing that also for the new Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Syndicate! That is the game.
That looks amazing.
Looks awesome. That's gonna bring me back.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, Syndicate looks really awesome, and also Dishonored too.
I thought a lot of people would be turned off by it.
Really?
I like Syndicate. It seems so different, but maybe that's a good thing
like
at this
Syndicate.
Point.
Yeah, because that's
it went, as I said many times, it got really stale once it hit Revelations.
Yeah.
It got better when it hit when they went to Black Flag. I started looking at a bunch of the other Assassin's Creed, and progressively it got better.
Yeah.
But Syndicate is gonna do it for me.
Yeah. I think Syndicate will be the it's gonna pay the price.
There's enough change
Unity.
In there.
Yeah.
But the problem is that Syndicate will not sell because everyone's gonna be already too turned off. They'll just be like, "Oh, I remember Unity."
Yeah, it's like Unity. I don't want that. Yeah.
Unity is like $20 right now.
Yeah.
You can buy the game for $20.
Reason. Yeah.
Question that I have to add, who won E3? Kent, who won E3?
For me, it's Sony.
First
party, third party, everything. New games, new IPs, and then,
So who lost E3 then?
Who lost E3?
To be honest, I hate to say it, but Nintendo.
I think.
No, you cannot say Microsoft lost E3 because they.
I think PC lost E3.
But, I mean, a lot of those games are going
to
go to PC.
Right, but yeah. PC made a big push. Well, not PC, but there was supposedly a PC press conference this year.
Yeah.
Hosted by PC Gamer.
They did not. And that, they did and not that disappoint whole, that as whole much show as Nintendo.
Was yeah. like. I don't know, for me, I was just. I mean, some people liked it.
Yeah.
But for me, it was just like. I was like, I mean.
Nintendo,
they mismarketed it. It should just be a show and not a yeah. press conference.
Oh, okay, I get you. Right.
Like
you.
It's no different than watching IGN post shows.
Yeah,
right. Gotcha. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
But Nintendo, because I was walking in there, like I wanted to watch it. It's like, oh, I want to see what this PC yeah. is. I think it showed me all these crazy new games or whatever, right? Like I wasn't too thrilled about the new Doom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the new Doom. I was like, oh, you know, it's. I mean, it looks pretty generic. You know.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. But yeah. So maybe, I mean, on that sense, maybe Nintendo. I mean, Nintendo lost me in the sense that I was waiting for this E3 to make the decision whether I want to jump on board.
Yeah.
And after it, I'm still on the fence, if not on the other side.
I jumped the fence. I was on the fence. I just went further away from the fence. Just left. Built another fence in front of that fence.
You just shot him down.
I'm two fences away.
Two fences away. I built another fence, yeah. fence to get away from that first fence.
So I'm two fences away.
No, but seriously, man.
Nintendo. So who won E3 for you then?
Sony.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Sony. Sony had all the games I want. They have Last Guardian, even though a lot of people were just like, you know what, they waited too long. I'm still here. I'm a big fan.
The low of their press conference was having Black Ops 3. That's how good they did this.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not. I want Black Ops 3.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the
yeah.
thing. So yeah. they started off low, and yeah. now it's just it got way
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
So Japan Studio, they're doing great. They're doing. This is what I want from PS3, from Sony.
PS4,
yeah. Sony.
You're not wrong. That's what you want. It's Last Guardian, which is a Last Gen
from Last
Guardian.
I wanted that. You got. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah.
Something that we have been waiting for so many years.
Yeah.
This is definitely one of the really better E3.
Yeah. And of course, Black Ops 3. Yeah. There's no surprise there. Yeah. That thing looks awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I feel that hands down, biggest mega bombs, who got their fan base excited, who got new people on board.
Yeah.
Their system, their hardware, Sony won that conference. Like every minute of that conference, I was like, what's next? What's next? Oh my God, what is happening? So, and for Nintendo, yeah, it's what I said before. If you listen to Nintendo,
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in Nintendo.
Not only did Nintendo not get any new ones, they pissed off the people that already supported them.
It was a room full of pissed off people. That's what it was. As soon as they took out Metroid Prime, that's it.
You should have seen it. Dead. Like no one get. Like we don't care. We do not care.
Yeah.
We're Sony. Like
that
so
sucks.
I was very similar to Ken. Right. I was on the fence. So this E3 was going to determine one of two things I was going to do within the next 3 months. Right. Either I'm going to buy a new 3DS.
Yeah.
Right. Or I'm going to buy a PS4. Right.
I was going to go.
And PS4. Then as soon as I saw it, I go, and that's when I buy the PS4.
Yeah.
So because again, it's like what am I excited about? What makes me excited as a gamer? Sony PS4 right now. Done.
Yeah, it just felt like Nintendo has all these. I mean, every year, right? They're bringing out their big guns.
Yeah,
Animal Crossing.
Yeah,
Metroid, Zelda.
Sounds like a cool like. Sounds like wizard. An alien. Zeldar.
Zelda.
Like
a planet.
Oh,
yeah.
But they attach it to all these crappy games.
It's like they shiggied it, right? Man. They shiggied the game.
They're busting a. Activision or EA movie.
They're
not even, they look like spin-offs.
Yeah,
especially the Metroid Prime one.
Okay, Federation Force looks but awesome anyway. Yeah, but yeah. yeah
okay
yeah.
Federation Force,
let's not get started yeah. here in Nintendo anyway. One for our rant.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
you could check that out
part one. Yeah,
maybe our next show.
Yeah.
Oh man, we're so
yeah,
we gotta calm down. We gotta guys calm, keep we gotta calm. Keep calm with Ken.
Keep calm.
And, you know, there's still a Vita, whatever.
And I guess that's good, though, right? Yeah, Vita.
What?
You
know? There's a Vita?
It plays PS4, I guess. You could use an extra controller.
I mean, you have to buy the PS4 to get the Vita games. Yeah. You know? But, yeah.
So, with that, thanks again. Thanks, you guys. Thanks to the listeners
for a
three-part episode.
Yes, thank you.
Thank all of you.
You know, but we know we were trying to be much more detailed and not kind of rush things.
Yeah,
so, we're trying to.
Which I'd be better.
We're trying to. Yeah. We're trying to better ourselves.
Yeah, we're trying. We're trying to be the best podcast we can be.
Yeah,
yeah, like a little train, the best, you know.
So
a little train that could.
If you like that, where can they check us out?
Okay, you can find us on Facebook under Super Smart Gaming.
Find us on Facebook.
You can also find us on Podomatic under Super Smart Gaming. The cool thing about that is if you want to catch up with any of our old episodes, you can. All our episodes are uploaded on YouTube. I upload those YouTube episodes the same day I upload the Podomatic.
On, right? Like we have a free account on Podomatic.
Yes.
And with the free account, we can't keep every single episode on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not savvy or sleazy enough to Kickstart or Patreon or
we're not gonna do that to you yet.
You know, not yet, guys. We haven't jumped that shark yet.
Yeah.
So because of that, all of our old archives episodes are on YouTube.
All on YouTube.
Yep. On YouTube.
There you go. With a cool little picture. Also find us on Twitter under Super Smart Gaming. Our Instagram Super_Smart_Gaming. Email, please, if you want to be part of the conversation. What did you like about E3?
Tell your friends about us. Just tell them to listen to one episode. Whatever.
If we get any emails, I suggest we read them next episode because that'll give us a good gauge on what other people think about E3.
Yes. Cool, yeah. Tell us what you thought.
So, please, guys, if you're listening to this episode or if you have listened to all three episodes, send in something that you want to tell us, something that you think about E3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us what's up.
But, talk to us.
Yeah, find us. The email is supersmartgaming.ssg@gmail.com.
Cool. And with that, I'm Kent. Please be excited.
And this is Andres.
It's Raul Cruz.
Thanks for listening.
Later. Thank you, guys.
Showing all your wish. Make up to me so tenderly. Showing.